The Racing Pulse Hong Kong Racing Watch. Hatchie's Honkers with Clint Hutchison.
Burton and McDonald. Wellington's come back to third. Lucky Swayness is in front of California Spangle and Wellington. It's McDonald. He's the man for Manfred Mann. Lucky Swayness beat California Spangle and Wellington. Voyage Bubble, the classic mile winner from 14 and Tuchel on the rail. Voyage Bubble, Voyage Bubble. What a win in the Derby. Voyage Bubble has won a magnificent Derby finish for Alexi Bedell.
Yes, you could hear the surprise and excitement in the voice, because that was an outstanding Hong Kong Derby win, one that many people couldn't have envisaged, and it was unlucky for Jamie Carr, who would have been partnering Voyage Bubble. It was part of a great evening in Hong Kong, the Hong Kong Derby Day, and Lucky Swayness back to its best as well. Hong Kong Hutchie was watching all the action. He'll find us a winner today as well. Clint, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, it was a big weekend. Gee, the Derby was a strangely run race, or very slow. It didn't rate well at all. They went terrible overall in the Derby. And a big, big shock given that a $46 chance won it, even though he won the Classic Cup Voyage Bubble. And, it was good to see Lucky Swayness step up against California Spangle. They went toe-to-toe, and Swayness was too good for it.
Why did they go so slow in the Derby?
Well, there wasn't much pace on paper, and I suppose that they'd hinted that they were going to use different tactics on Voyage Bubble because he drew the outside gate with that short run to the first turn, so immediately a bit of pace dropped out. And then I thought that Sword Point for Hugh Bowman would lead, and he was sort of a little bit outfoxed early and then was happy to take a sit just inside that first 100. So, and then there really wasn't much pace left in the race. So I was surprised no one sort of made a bit of a move early, and that might have been, you know, the favourite was in the 1-1 getting the dream run, so I can understand why Zach never popped out, because he was getting a good run behind a very steady tempo and thinking mid-race, how far am I going to win by?
So, was he disappointing, do you think?
Very, yeah. I think so, given the way the race was run. I mean, they've all run home in incredible sectionals, which you'd expect, but given the absolute dawdle that they went to in the race, but he was best placed probably to take advantage of it, so... Yeah, I'm sort of a bit in shock at the time, and I've had a good look at the race, and I'm still trying to work out how he... He didn't have the stamina, but by the same token, they'd gone that slow that he didn't need to have a lot of stamina on his side. So you'd have to say it was disappointing, but enough of him. I mean, plaudits to Alexi Bedell and Ricky Yu, really, with the win. They went back from the gate, made a sustained run, but it wasn't a hard run because they weren't going quick, and Voyage Bubble deserved the win.
Yeah, and it was a heady ride, making a sustained run with that slow speed as well. And Lucky Swayness was a very good win, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they've both been in very good form. I was just sort of looking back at the sectionals, and they've run home. Their last 600 has been unbelievable. He ran home in 32.7, and Spangle ran home in 33.1. So there probably just wasn't quite the early pressure that might have been telling, but... the way that he won, I don't think it made much difference, really. He's an improving sprinter, and we interviewed Zach last week on a Honkers show, and he mentioned that he always felt like a miler to him, which was quite interesting. And anyway, you know, he's a very talented horse with a very good CV, and it's good to see him back, and it was a good clash, but he was, he won by TKO. It was a KO, really. It was a pretty convincing win.
Can we find a winner at Happy Valley this evening?
We can find a couple, I hope. I think Zach can win on a horse that's going up in class. Race 3, number 11, Kowloon East Star. Rails in what they call the C+3 position, Michael, which is as wide as it gets. And it can be a little bit more on pace and leaderish, and that's where Kowloon East Star will be. In the Hong Kong Tote at the moment, he's 340. I think he'll shorten from there. I think he's a much better chance than that. And if he can find the front, I think he'll be pretty hard to run down. Outside of that, I thought race 7, number 2, California Civil for Hugh Bowman. This horse is a talented horse. He had a race taken off him in a steward's room earlier this season when apprentice ridden. And I just think it's a big part of this is just the jockey upgrade, I think, with Hugh getting on board. And he should get a nice run in the race, and I'm hoping he can make the difference. It was probably a little bit of the young lad's inexperience that cost him the race in terms of running around when he had the race taken off him, but I like the booking of Hugh, and I think he can win race 7, number 2, so hopefully we can land the spoils with a couple there tonight, Michael.
Race 3, number 11, race 7, number 2, and you've got your ATM entered everywhere just to try and continue to fatten up your wallet. Munamek, who's airborne, will he head to Sydney this weekend? What will you do?
Well, look, Nick said he's thought up really well. He's pretty, and he had that race earmarked a fair way out because we weren't originally going to run last week, but the race was pretty weak. But he said the horse has pulled up well. The forecast rain, which he's happy about, he's doing, I think, some bloods on him today. And if he comes back, systems go, I think that the plan is to it's a strong chance of happening. So on the backup, so we'll wait and see what comes back today. But he's pretty happy with him.
It's exciting. He's absolutely airborne at the moment. Have you got a winner at Sandown today? You'll be out there, Hillside.
Yeah, it's a good meeting at Sandown. I like the meeting. There's a cracking 3-year-old race later in the day. I really liked one actually that unfortunately got scratched because of the depth of the field. Tapper Kapol came out, but I still think that there's a fair bit of depth in the race. There's actually one horse in the race that has now, I think, I thought you could bet around the favourite Helix actually, but a maiden winner called White Bear, I think, has got a great chance. And Mike Moroney, very impressive winner at Madonga. Sat at $1.30 there, Michael, and it's about $8 today. But it's that sort of race. There's a lot of nice 3-year-olds. I thought it was the best race of the day.
Yeah, race 7 will be a very interesting race indeed. White Bear is around about $8 each way play. Hong Kong, race 3, number 11, race 7, number 2. The best from Hutchie.